Let us continue in prayer. Let us pray. Forever God is with us. Forever God is faithful. And Lord, those words ring true at the start of this new year. And we want to bring you this morning our highest new year honors. Let our praise open the gate of our heart to you. Whether that gate opens freely or whether it is locked and barred, Lord, we pray that you would gently open that door to your presence, to your love, that we may be renewed today. You are the God of the new year, the God of new beginnings. And you offer each one of us a new start, because you have the power to make all things new. So summon us, we pray, with words of comfort, challenge, and power, calling us to courageous discipleship and urgent witness. Be with us in this time of worship, we pray. Help us to hear your voice and to follow you, Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen. The theme of our service today is signposts. And we're going to put some signposts on the screen now. And the first one, I'm sure you will recognize. Oh, yes, that's just down the road, isn't it? Anybody seen where this is? Anybody know where it is? Yeah? Yeah, you're just down the road here, isn't it? Erringhausen Way. And this is named after our German twin town. Has anybody been there? Erringhausen? Yeah, quite a number of people. It's our twin town. And we know, don't we, that we may leave the European Union this month or this year. I'm not sure. But we know that this sign will remain. And we know that we will continue our friendships. Our friendships and our ties with our European friends and neighbours. And that was something good to affirm, isn't it, today? So the first signpost is known to us. Now our next sign I found online, and this is the signpost Forest. Now I don't think anybody will have been there, it's way up in Canada. And it's a place full of signposts, probably about 80,000 that different visitors have taken signs from their own hometowns and villages and have had them placed in this signpost forest. I think that would be very confusing, wouldn't it? And no help at all for directions. Well, our next sign is a bit nearer to home. This is in Kent, an actual signpost in Kent, showing us the way to the village of Ham, or the town of Sandwich, which together shows us where to go for lunch. And many signposts like this that we see around are there to help us. They are there to help us make a decision. Which way do we want to choose? Which way do we want to go? We stand at a crossroads. And that's very true of January. Today, we stand at a crossroads. We face a choice. And our last sign invites us to consider, to ask of ourselves, in 2020, do I want to go God's way or do I want to go my way? Katie's going to read to us our two short Bible readings from Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. And then John 14.
Jeremiah 6:16. This is what the Lord says. Stand where the roads cross and look. Ask where the old way is. Ask where the good way is and walk on it. If you do, you will find rest for yourselves. But you have said, we will not walk on the good way. John 14:5-6. Thomas said to Jesus, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way, I am the truth and the life. The only way to the Father is through me.
Thank you, Katie. Very well read. Now, in a moment, we're going to be thinking about those words. And we've got some colouring here. If any of the younger members of our family would like to come and do some colouring, we've got a blank signpost for you to colour and maybe add some words if you'd like to. And because at this time we also think about the Epiphany and the journey of the wise men and the directions that they needed, we have that picture as well. So you can help yourselves. So Katie read to us there, Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. This is what the Lord says. Stand at the crossroads and look. On this Covenant Sunday, we stand at the crossroads and look. Where do we look? Crossroads offer us choices. There are different paths to take. But first, it's good at the start of a new year just to pause and stand and look behind us. To look where we have come from. Behind us lies 2019 and all that happened for you in that year. The high points, the low points, and that middle ground in between. The joys and the sorrows. And we know that as we look back, we may have regrets about last year. Sometimes we might have taken the wrong path. And that's common to everyone. It's no surprise that those verses in Jeremiah include that verdict, but you said, we will not walk in it. It's part of our human weakness to go our own way. At times, we have deliberately turned away from God's way. We have wandered from His will. We have missed God's way. We have made mistakes. And there will have been consequences for us and for others. And the past is irreversible. Our yesterdays hold broken and irreversible things for us. But God is the God of your yesterdays. He meets you where you are today with open and welcoming arms. God is full of mercy and compassion. So we stand and we look to God. And we entrust to God our past. We learn from our mistakes. And today we are given another chance, a new beginning. So I ask you today, will you let the past rest? And let it rest in Christ, who holds all things together. Today we let 2019 go. We turn from the past and look to the future. Walking with freedom. Freedom from guilt. Freedom from fear. This is God's will for you today. We must turn our heads and our hearts from what has gone and look forward to God's future. Crossroads offer choices. Which way will you go in 2020? There are different paths to take. And the call from Jeremiah is stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. We need to ask. We can't find our way unless we ask. And many husbands and wives who've been on car journeys together will testify to that truth. We're not very good at it, especially we men. We think we know, but sometimes we have to ask directions. And that's true in our relationship with God. Day by day, we can continually ask God, Lord, guide my footsteps towards you, towards others. Show me the way to go in 2020. We need God's guidance, and we must ask him for directions. And Jeremiah gives us a really big clue as to where you will be directed. He says, ask for the ancient paths, where the good way lies, and walk in it. The good way. The ancient path of faith. Imagine for a moment in your mind's eye an ancient pathway, a well-worn footpath. We see them in ancient churches, smooth flagstones beneath our feet, where countless pilgrims have journeyed through the centuries. Or imagine the well-worn footpath winding in the countryside or by the coast. Yes, we journey into a new year, which will be different. But we continue along a very ancient pathway. And it's where the good way lies. It is the way our ancestors in the faith walked. And they are that great cloud of witnesses, those in glory, the whole host of heaven, who cheer us on our way, who inspire us by their example, who fought the good fight, who finished the race. We follow in their footsteps, led by the Holy Spirit. The Christian writer John Bailey wrote of these ancient paths when he prayed this prayer to God. God, I thank you that this Christian way whereon I walk is no untried or uncharted road, but a road beaten hard by the footsteps of saints, apostles, prophets, and martyrs. I thank you for the finger posts and danger signals with which it is marked at every turning, and which may be known to me through the study of the Bible and all of history. There he reminds us that one of the most important ways of asking God's way is by reading his word, the Bible. And I pray that for myself and for each one of us, our Bibles will be open this week, this year, that we will be guided by his word. So this year, as the church in Haverhill, we shall retrace the ancient paths and walk in them. We will walk along pathways of prayer and worship, pathways of fellowship. And that's important, to say that we walk together, hand in hand, as his people, as his family, carrying each other's burdens, holding the light for each other, walking along paths of service, paths of self-sacrifice and giving. But ancient paths can still provide us with new vision, new horizons, new goals, new adventures, and new discoveries. We don't know what it will hold, but the best news is that God will be with you every step of the way. His presence is what makes it the good way, the best way of all. Jeremiah declared, "Ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for yourselves." What a wonderful promise today. Maybe you need that rest that only Jesus can bring. Rest for your souls. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. What a wonderful promise. God will be with us. The life of God and the love of God will sustain you on your journey, will help you at those difficult crossroads to make the wise choice that leads to life. Walk with Christ. Remain in his love. Obey his commandments. We will follow him all our days, because this good way leads us to our eternal home. And Jesus is the way. He is the living signpost for your life. The way that he leads is one not like the sat-nav that says, in 200 meters, turn left. His way is a way of life. And if we live life like Jesus lived life, we will be led close to God. We are not just trying to find a series of directions to a place. We are trying to find a whole way of life through Jesus. And we know that we can go to any place with him. Even difficult places, even painful places, even places where we would not choose to go. We can go with him and make it part of this true and living way experience. He will be with us. crossroads offer choices. Together, as we renew our covenant, we stand at the crossroads and look and ask for the ancient paths where the good way lies, and we walk in it, and we will find rest for our souls. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray together. In the quietness, let us hold on to the word that God has spoken to our hearts this morning. Lord, may the seed of your word be planted in our hearts, be protected, may it germinate and grow within us today, tomorrow, and in this year ahead, and bear good fruit to the glory of your name. Amen. Now, in the rest of our service, we make our response to God's word and his promises. Let us, in the quietness, listen for his voice speaking to our hearts in prayer. Let us pray. In a time of quiet confession, let us say sorry to God for the times when we have missed his way for us, knowing that it is not too late for God to set us on the right path. We recall the prayer of King David. Have mercy on me, O God, in your constant love, in the fullness of your mercy, blot out my offences, wash away all my guilt, and cleanse me from my sin. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Give me the joy of your help again, and strengthen me with a willing spirit. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just, and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Therefore, to all who truly repent, this is his gracious word. Your sins are forgiven. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. We turn now to our covenant words, which will be on the screen. Sisters and brothers in Christ, let us again accept our place within this covenant, which God has made with us and with all who are called to be Christ's disciples. This means that by the help of the Holy Spirit, we accept God's purposes for us and the call to love and serve God in all our life and work. Christ has many services to be done. Some are easy. Others are difficult. Some bring honor. Others bring reproach. Some are suitable to our natural inclinations and material interests. Others are contrary to both. In some we may please Christ and please ourselves. In others we cannot please Christ except by denying ourselves. Yet, the power to do all these things is given to us in Christ who strengthens us. Therefore, let us make this covenant of God our own. Let us give ourselves to him, trusting in his promises and relying on his grace. Eternal God, in your faithful and enduring love, you call us to share in your gracious covenant in Jesus Christ. In obedience, we hear and accept your commands. In love, we seek to do your perfect will. With joy, we offer ourselves anew to you. So I invite you, as you are able, if you are able to stand with me as we pray the words of this prayer. We say to God, we are no longer our own, but yours. I am no longer my own, but yours. Your will, not mine, be done in all things. Wherever you may place me, in all that I do, and in all that I may endure, when there is work for me, and when there is none, when I am troubled, and when I am at peace. Your will be done, when I am valued, and when I am disregarded, when I find fulfillment, and when it is lacking, when I have all things, and when I have nothing. I willingly offer all I have and am to serve you, as and where you choose. Glorious and blessed God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you are mine, and I am yours. May it be so forever. Let this covenant, now made on earth, be fulfilled in heaven. Amen. Please be seated. Now Luke is going to come forward and lead us in our prayers for others. And there will be a response on screen. When Luke says, come loving God, we reply, and make us new.
Let us pray. We watch together in prayer. Creator God, we watch for your coming into the life of the world you have made. We watch for a new heaven and a new earth. Come, Lord, come. As freedom to the prisoner, justice to the broken, food to those who hunger, we are ready and waiting. Come, loving God, and make us new. Saviour, God, we watch for your coming into the lives of humankind. We watch for the wiping away of tears. Come, Lord, come, as healing to the sick, forgiveness to the sinful, comfort to those who mourn. We are ready and waiting. Come, loving God, and make us new. Spirit of God, we watch for your coming into our lives. We watch for your renewal of your people. Come, Lord, come, as love to bind us together, hope to give us vision and courage, power to be your witness. We are ready and waiting. Come, loving God, and make us new. On the doorstep of a new year, knock on the door of our lives, loving God, for we are ready to open to you, to walk with you in the way of love all the days that are to come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Luke, for leading us so well in that prayer. As we prepare to receive bread and wine, we're going to remain seated and make the words of the next song our prayer. As we sing quietly, Father, I place into your hands the things I cannot do. As we come to the Lord's table, we remember how our Lord Jesus Christ placed his life into his Father's hands. A man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, he walked the path of obedience, even along the way that would lead to a cross. And there he poured out his life for us. There he paid the price for our forgiveness, for our eternal life, by the shedding of his blood, the breaking of his body. We remember here at this table how the Lord Jesus, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread and gave thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this to remember me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup. He gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "This is my blood of the new covenant, the new agreement with God. My blood poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this to remember me." And so with this bread and with this cup, we give thanks to God with humble and thankful hearts for his great sacrifice for us, his death, his resurrection and exaltation, and the promise of his coming again in glory. He meets us in bread and wine, his living presence. All are welcome to receive bread and wine this morning, whether for the first time or for the countless times. He invites us all to his table, whoever we are, whatever journey we have had so far. He invites us to receive his bread and his wine and know his living presence, his forgiveness and freedom. By his stripes, his wounds, we are healed. We will receive where we are seated, the bread and wine will be passed along the rows, and you can eat and drink as you receive. And if you would rather not receive, then just pass the bread and wine along. And the worship group will lead us in songs as we reflect and receive the bread and the wine. I'll invite our communion stewards forward. We praise you for all you have given and for what you have promised us here. You have made us one with all your people in heaven and on earth. You have fed us with the bread of life and renewed us for your service. And now we give ourselves to you and ask that our daily living may be part of the life of your kingdom, that our love may be your love, reaching out into the life of the world through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, with one voice we say to you, take my talents, gifts, and skill. Take what's yet to be. Let my life be yours, yet let it still be me. Amen. Amen. May the strength of God surround us, the promise of God protect us, and the grace of God guide us. And his blessing of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit rest upon us and remain with us this new year and forevermore. Amen.